Post Malone, tune called Circles. Do like that a lot. Simple Minds on the way, Christina Aguilera, and a little Take That as well as we head up to 11 o'clock. Now then, as promised, after 11, international roving travel reporter and man of mystery, Andy Mossack is with us tonight, of course. Freelance travel writer, and what happens is while he's on one of his foreign trips, he will always get in touch with us and send a couple of clues to where he is, and then on the Thursday night, he'll come on and we'll have a chat and he'll give us the full free travel log, right? That's how it works. Are you ready for clue number one tonight? We have never failed in a decade or more of Andy Mossack coming on here. Never failed to track him down. Clue number one. I've not seen these before, of course, as always. You'll get this. The famous dish known as paella was created first here in this city. Traditionally, this type of paella is made with veg, beans, chicken, rabbit, and snails, plus whatever is to hand around the rice fields. Okay. You might know this, because it's Spain, isn't it? It's somewhere in Spain, but the famous dish known as paella was created here. This type of paella is veg, beans, chicken, rabbit, and snails, and whatever else was in the rice field. So where in Spain is the question. There is another clue, which I will give to you before the news at 11. 81333-RUSS. If you can help me track him down, we've never failed. Paella is the clue tonight. On Twitter, at Dame Edith Evans, and on the Dog and Bone, 0800-389-3333. Let's go back for Storyville, shall we? 211 there. Clue number two for Andy Mossack in a second. Be here before you know it. And let me run through some of the suggestions to where he is. A couple saying Madrid. Margaret in Castleford, is he in the Catalan region? Andy's in Valencia, says Julie. Thank you very much, Julie, for those. Michael saying Madrid. Do you know Madrid? One of those, obviously, the nation's capital and all of that. But I've never thought of going there at all, ever. You know, it's not. There's plenty of other places that you would go to, but Madrid's the capital. I imagine there's plenty to do there. Madrid, an idea there. And Mandy in Driffield, Andy Mossack in Valencia. Zaragoza in Spain, says Martik on Facebook. Send me a note for that one. Okay, I mean, good suggestions. Like in all of these, Valencia is the one that's got the most suggestions on. So I think, out of all the suggestions we've had so far, we seem to be leaning towards Valencia for clue number one for Andy Mossack for where he is tonight. Slight change of reason I'm doing this before the 11 o'clock news is so we can still do the extra points for the rewind afterwards, if that makes sense. So we've got to settle by 11 for Andy Mossack, and then it's the business afterwards. Here's the next clue. The cathedral here claims to have the actual Holy Grail in its possession. May well be a convincing claim. The city was officially designated by the Vatican as a city of the Holy Grail and one of the world's eight holy cities. So it's one of the world's eight holy cities. Claims to have the actual Holy Grail. And it's where paella comes from. Do you still think Valencia? 81333-RUSS. The man himself will be here in about 20 minutes' time for the full travel log. And Andy Mossack. We've had the two clues. I think the further sort of guesses and suggestions coming in, it looks like Santiago says Mark might be another. Says Sally suggesting Madrid, another suggestion for Madrid. I'll have to collate all of these. We've had the two clues, man himself in about 10 or 15 minutes. And tonight, songs for the Welsh BBC. Ooh, look out. You know what follows when you hear this music is the roving travel reporter, friend of the show, international man of mystery, and a man who goes through about six passports a year. He's got no more room for stamps. Andy Mossack, travel man, is with us now. Good evening, Andy.
Hiya, Russ. How's it going?
I'm not too bad, my friend. Always pleasure to have you on the show. Always a pleasure. Yeah. It must be up to your fourth passport by now for this year. Jumbo passport. It's really good. Thank you for the couple of clues. I always point out we've never failed yet on this.
No, that's right. That's right. Don't I know it?
We've had plenty of different suggestions, though, for this tonight. However, I am going to go with, are you in the actual city of Valencia?
Again, foiled.
Curses. Yes. Score one, yeah, for us. Yes.
Indeed. Valencia. Yeah. In fact, I feel I've come the full circle, actually, because Ecuador was the last time we spoke.
Yeah.
Down in the South American colony. And here we are in the Spanish homeland.
Wow. And only one language to learn from all your trips. Just go places that speak Spanish.
I've come back to head office. Yeah. Valencia is, lovely city. Lovely city. It's halfway down Spain's Mediterranean coast. And it's actually Spain's third biggest city after Madrid and Barcelona. So it's well worth exploring.
Now, here's the thing with Spain, of course. I mean, when it comes to looking at travel and holidays, Spain is pretty much next to France, I would say. Spain is the most, it's hard to go off the beaten track in Spain, is where we are, because we've been going there for so many years. I mean, it's such a big industry there. Having said this, I know about the Canaries, I know about the Balearics, I know about Barcelona and a couple of the resorts on that bit of the coast. Other than that, it's a massive nation, and I know nothing about it.
Really? Even you know nothing about it? I can't believe it.
I know bits about it, its history and stuff, but I've never travelled around the mainland of it. Valencia, I know the name, but I imagine it's gorgeous.
It's absolutely lovely, yeah. It's actually a tale of two cities, really, because you've got this glorious historic centre, which is full of Baroque and Romanesque architecture. And then just a few kilometres away, you've got the beach area, and that's got like resorts and the hotels. And it used to host the European Grand Prix street track every year when it was going. And it also hosted the America's Cup yacht race down there too, and that was over in Europe. So it was a well sought after area, and the beach area and the city together, it's a terrific combination, actually. I really, really enjoy it. But I've got to say, for me, I mean, I was last here about 6 years ago, but the most striking aspect of Valencia is this extraordinary regeneration of the river area, because it's this 9-kilometer stretch right through the center of the city that was once the River Turia. And back in the 50s, it used to flood all the time. So they thought, I tell you what, let's divert the river around the outside of the city. And the original plan was to convert this empty riverbed now into a motorway that connected sort of the airport to the beach. But the citizens here, they just didn't want to know that. They said, that's really not right. We want a green area, to be honest. And people power got the better of the council, and the council changed their minds. And now it's this beautiful 9-kilometer stunning kind of gardens that run right through the center of the city. And the architects and landscapers each had a segment to design each. And now you've got bikers and joggers and art installations and fountains, and it's an absolutely beautiful place to be. And so the nice thing is, the nice thing is, it's nature built it, really, because it's basically a river, you know.
So it's almost like a patchwork of different gardeners' works as it goes
kind of,
through.
Yeah,
right, okay, I
kind
see.
Of, yeah, yeah, and it's just beautifully done. And it's flat, so you can ride a bike easily, and people jog, and they take the kids out for walks. It's really, really impressive place, and it's so lovely to see something good that's come out of regeneration. It's nice. And then the other, at one end of it, you've got this magnificent, it's called the City of Arts and Sciences. It sounds a bit grand, but it's an actual chain of the most extraordinary futuristic buildings you've ever seen. There's an opera house called Les Arcs, which is Valencia's answer to the Sydney Opera House.
I think I may have seen
Extraordinary.
pictures of this building. Is it? It looks like a. It looks like. Is this the one that looks like a piece of a chocolate orange, like a segment of a chocolate orange, laying on its
Yeah.
side, made of glass?
It's like that. It's kind of a, I think it's kind of a, it almost looks like an upside down helmet.
You see,
If you don't mind me saying.
between those two descriptions, people would really struggle to get an idea of what
I
this looks
know.
like.
I know. I think what you're thinking of is the because there's the other one next to it is the Museum of Science. It's absolutely fantastic. It's a giant museum of interactive technology, and that's next to
My
it.
word.
And then next to that is the Oceanographic, which is like the biggest aquarium in Europe, with dolphins and huge marine conservation.
Why have I not thought about going here on a holiday? Why have I
I'm
not
telling you,
booked into
it
this?
is astonishing to see. It really is. And that's before you've even explored like the historic center, which is just stuffed full of these beautiful old
This is amazing.
medieval, yeah, medieval buildings. And I did go into the cathedral to have a look at the Holy Grail, by the way.
Yes. Was it made of wood or was it very ornate? Did you do the this is the question, you see.
Well, it was set in this beautiful sort of bejeweled a kind of a I don't know how you would call it. It was just a very fancy bottom of it, but the top part is literally just a stone cup, and
Oh.
it's been dated back to biblical times. They've had the nod from the Vatican, so in terms of sort of what I would say the other Holy Grails, this has got a proven history behind it, and it's been in cathedrals since 1424, so it's kind of got a provenance to it that the others probably haven't. So I was talking to my guide about it, and she reckons it was 90% certain.
90% that is.
Who knows?
But
Who knows? But
I
yeah,
thought that the Holy
yeah.
Grail was in the cavern in the crescent moon, and it was there with one of the old knights of the Grail, where it's been since the times. Indiana Jones wouldn't lie to me, would he?
Well, the story
I
goes,
might have done.
it's St. Peter brought it out and came. He went to Rome, and then it was in Rome for a long time. And when the popes were in danger of being overrun in Rome, they got it out, and it ended up in Valencia. So that's the
Extraordinary.
story.
I
It
mean, there
is, yeah.
must
But
be.
the other interesting thing I must say, in this cathedral, there's a statue of Santa Maria there, and she is the patron saint of pregnant ladies. And there is every day a line of pregnant ladies walking around her nine times.
Why
Isn't
nine times?
that bonkers?
Is that
I
a
think
month,
it's.
a time for every month of pregnancy?
Oh, that's the good one, actually. Thank you. I was thinking about it myself, and you've cracked it, Sherlock.
I chose wisely. So amazing history, cutting edge science. We've not even touched. I mean, easy to get to Valencia, and I imagine the food is pretty good.
The food obviously is epic, because you've got the most, obviously, the paella itself, and they make it on these giant pans, these huge they're like, oh, you must have seen them, they're
Oh,
sort of,
yeah.
they're like pizza dishes but enormous, and they put the rice at the bottom of it, and all this, the gubbins is in the middle, and it's absolutely fabulous. And I've loved it. I've actually had one of those and enjoyed it immensely. The other thing is, here is this massive place called the Central Market, which was opened in 1928. 900 food stalls, all selling fresh produce, fruit and veg, cold meats, seafood, cheeses, wines, top quality and farm fresh, open every day. And it's brilliant. And do you know what I found in there? You're never going to believe this.
What did you find? A Maltesers.
They've got fresh eggs, right?
Yeah.
That when you open them and you cook them, you get ham and egg taste.
You said there was a science
That?
museum. I mean, this is the work of boffins.
I'm telling you, it's and they do another one for cheese as well.
Ham and
So you
egg
get egg.
tasting egg.
Yeah, fresh egg.
A
Apparently,
flavored fresh egg.
they store them next to ham, and so the egg absorbs the aroma of the ham.
Good
I know,
Lord.
it's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah,
This is the cutting
but I
edge.
must tell you, I had one Indiana Jones moment though, I must tell you,
Okay.
if I've got time.
You have very briefly, yeah.
All right, went to the oldest church in Valencia, San Juan de Hospital, right? 1238, and they're doing this restoration project, archaeologists all over it. Anyway, they discovered the remains of a Roman circus, the chariot racing track. And so they said to me, "Do you want to go down and have a look?" So I absolutely got to have a look at that. So they push on this massive stone, and they said, "Yeah, you can just, you push it. We've arranged it so the stone moves back." And I'm pushing it, and this stone, massive stone wall moves backwards. And then there's this pit with a ladder in it, and they said, "Right, just climb down in there." And so I'm climbing down into this pit, and I'm going into the Roman era as I go down there. And there is 5 meters under the city is this original Roman theater. It's the circus with the chariot racing track there, just there, me
Oh
on my
my
own. I felt I had an
word.
Indiana Jones moment. I just didn't want to see a stone ball come rolling towards
I
me.
was
That
gonna
would have
say, I
been.
was gonna say, try and replace a precious totem with a bag of sand.
Absolutely,
What a privilege to go there.
yeah.
Well, I mean,
No,
how
it
long are
was
you
great.
there till you come in? Are you coming
I'm here
back?
till Sunday. No, yeah. No, here till Sunday, fortunately. So, yeah, I've got a few more.
What are
And
you
before
having?
I go, the Valencia Institute of Modern Art got to be seen because it's absolutely brilliant. Well worth having a look at. 16,000 pieces of modern art. So there you go.
Well, do you know what? This is right. This is on the to-do list. I'm there. Next year, I'm
You've got to
going to
do it.
Valencia.
You've got to do
I've
it.
got to try it, man.
Absolutely.
I've got to try it.
Yeah.
Andy, pleasure
Yeah.
to talk to you.
All right,
Always
matey.
nice. There's only two twin towns I can find for Valencia.
Oh, really?
Bologna
Go
in Italy
on then. Okay,
and
tower.
Sacramento in California.
I have no idea. Maybe the Holy Grail's there too.
Could be. Well, certainly a lot of replicas, I would have thought. Brilliant stuff, Andy. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
You, mate. Take
Take
care.
care. Andy Mossack, man of mystery, Valencia.